What did we do yesterday? We did Shin Nun. Mm-hmm. We're up to Shin Aleph. Let's see. Layamed Odom Bishus Rabin V'Yichaber Yodol Lamaschilu Shuvitzino Aroich Vunach L'Oroch Agag V'Toch Kimot Toch M'Samach L'Gag. What's going on? What's going on? Again? Man is standing on the Vishus Rabin. What he's putting? There's a drain pipe that's taking all the water off of the roof when it rains. So the roof, I guess, is slanty and all the water falls into a pipe. So he's not allowed. What is he doing? He's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's taking the water from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Again.
Picture
here. Oh, that helps. Okay. There's a pipe. So where's his hand? He puts his hand, there's a drain pipe. See? And the pipe is collecting all the rain from the Rishus HaYochid. So what? See, if the water is falling down and he holds his hand over here and he's in the Rishus HaRabim, that's mutter. But if he holds his hand right next to the drain pipe, since the water is coming on top of the roof, and the roof is dinik Rishus HaYochid, the water left the Rishus HaYochid already, but it means is he's doing the Hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim by collecting in his hand. So what's this about three tefachim? What's that? If the drain pipe is more than three tefachim away from the roof, then it's not the Rishus. It doesn't have a din of Rishus. Let's see again. So Yamin Rad Rishus Rabim. Okay, he puts his hand next to the drain pipe. Shuutzino aruch menochle. A drain pipe that collects all the water from the top of the roof. Bituch gimel tefachim samach legag. What the drain pipe is within three tefachim to the roof. The kabel mine meno shouldn't wash it. Kim shu betoch kim samach lagan chashuv kigad. It has its lavut. It has the din like mishus ayochid. But osir benim hu lemaila meyasara o lemata meyasara. Whether what benim hu, what's who the drain pipe? Maschilo is female. Should say he. What's benim hu? Who is who? The person. Was the pronoun referring to? Benim hu lemaila me'asora or lemata me'asora. I don't know what that means.
Have you over here? It calls maschila who?
Let's see. What's the name? Mishnebura maschila. Kol shekein dikla mana. So for sure, you're not allowed to grab water from the top of the roof and take it down, because the water on the roof is murach in the Rishus HaYochid, and he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim. So he's taken from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So the chiddush over here is that even though he's not grabbing the water from the roof, he's not scooping it up on the top. He's scooping it from the drain pipe, but the drain pipe is an extension of the roof. It's even within three tefachim to the roof. Yeah, so that's also considered as if you're taking it from the roof. What's betoch gimel tefachim? Where does it say? Shulchan Aruch. Betoch gimel tefachim samach legag. Pirush hamaschil manachas samach legag. Betoch gimel tefachim. The drain pipe is samach next to the roof within three tefachim. Ramin and lovud. V'shem gag al zeh. V'habi kimotzim in a gag. L'shus haram. Oh, that's it. Afilu ein hamaschil urechav. Even if the drain pipe is not dal tefachim wide, but the roof is dal tefachim wide, so the drain pipe is like a chorei rishus hayach. Okay, but avol muta liklet min ha'avir. That's according to that picture. If the water is already went from the roof to the drain pipe, then it goes on the drain pipe. It's falling down in the air, and he's gonna grab the water. He's standing in the shul. He's gonna grab the water. Minho avir, what does it say in the Mishnah Berurah Dalet? Minho avir, as hamayim hayoyd min hamaschila o min hagag da avir shel lemaila me'asor makom p'tur hu. Oh, the water now is in a makom tur because it's a lamaila me'asar tefachim from the ground level of the rishus haram. Avi lamaila me'asar makom tur hadim hu lamata me'asara. And what if the water already fell down? It's flying in the air, so falling down so far down. The water is within 10 tefachim to the ground. So then, for sure, there's no problem because the bottom aver yud tefachim is dina k'rishus haram. He's in the rishus haram. So he's taken from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaRabim less than Dalet Amos. So that's not awesome. What does he say again? What did he say in the first line? You're not allowed to take the water down. Kimishku tachim otzom l'chosh not. Oh, so beinim hu l'mayla me'asara ol l'mata me'asara. What's l'mata me'asara? If the drain pipe is al matam yasor etfochim to the ground, that's what it means. So then the water is in the Rishus HaRabim. So he says no, because the drain pipe is lower to the gag, so it has a din of chayre Rishus HaYachid, even if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground. Is that what it means? Beinim hu lehu, who means a maschilo? I don't know what the word he goes. Shilim yoda telkimo. Where is this? It's all in Erevin. Aleph, Mishnah and Erevin, that's Tzadik Tess. Alamuta liklet manave afilim yad etoch gimel lemaschilo. But if he's going to catch the water that's flying in the air from the drain pipe, that's muta. Afilim yad etoch gimel lemaschilo. Even if he's within 3 tefachim, why don't you say lovud? Hey, you don't say lovud. Why don't you say lovud? He doesn't explain. The drain pipe is between 3 tefachim to the. That's the way it's built. That's the way it's attached. The drain pipe is in 3 tefachim to the roof. So that's lovud to the roof. But my hand is not attached. My hand, even if the hand is betoch gimel tefachim, samach to the drain pipe, still, it's a. My hand, I have it in like Rishus HaRabim. I'm standing in Rishus HaRabim. Even my hand is Lamalim, Asarat Fachim, that should have been Malkam Tur. Since my feet are in the Rishus HaRabim, so whatever is in my hand is also considered Munach Tuch Rishus HaRabim. Okay, I got a little bit what's going on. I don't fully understand what's going on here. I don't understand this. Lamalim, Asarat, Lamatam, Asarat. You have to ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They're always talking about Lamalim, Asarat, Lamatam, Asarat. No, it's like more at the beginning of Sukkah. Mashiach is going to come. Lamaila me'asar. So, yeah. V'chein stam tzina shebo le gimel yocha l'chaber yodo aleihem v'lekab l'mayim kon she'e v'hem dalar al dalar v'hem l'mata me'asar v'l m'yesh bo dalar al dalar v'hila eib v'hem dalar afila eib v'hem dalar na v'hem l'mayla me'asar. I don't know what this is all about. Gotta look in the Gemara. I can't figure this out from the Shulchan. Don't know what Shinun base. Akoyev the Sefer. This is a Mishnah also. This is a Mishnah here. Gaya is learning from the Sefer Torah, and then he drops. So there are two Eitz Chaims. One in the beginning, one there. He drops it. He's on top of the roof. So the whole Sefer Torah, he's holding on to what, and the rest of the Sefer Torah is hanging down, dangling in the air. So what's the din? So did the other end land on the ground, or is it dangling in the air? So that's going to make a difference, I think. Akoy b'sefer al hu askupa. Askupa is the threshold. What's the status of the askupa? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? In base, askupa ha'inu afilu ha'isav b'shus ha'yach gam shehika boi asura. Yeah, Askup is a real Rishus Sayach. He's on top of the roof, let's say. Or he's on top of the threshold of the door and has the dimensions of Rishus Sayach. And the Sefer Torah is hanging down, dangling him in there. Afilin is Vinisha Rosh Hashani Biyad. He's holding out the Gololo Epslo. Mishum Dizayin HaSefer, you make, but you can't be mekel to violate an Isa Deraisa. So something is only Nisa the Rabbanan, there's room to be made. So what is only the Rabbanan? So let's say I have a big watermelon, I have a long spaghetti, and this is Rishus HaYochid, that's Rishus HaRabim. The watermelon is half in, half out. and then you carry it either in or out. So that's not called the violation of Hatzor, because since it's half of it is in, half of it is out. So when you pull it that way, there's no Isur Hatzor there. So let's say you have a suit, a pair of trousers, and it's laying half in the Rishus HaEchad, half in the Rishus HaRam. So whether you carry it into the street or into the Rishus HaYachid, there's not an Isur Deraisa. So here you have a Sefer Torah, half of it, it's all sewn together. Half of the Sefer Torah, he's holding on to in the Rishus HaYachid. The other half rolled away. Afilu B'Shus HaRam. Sefer Torah landed in the middle of the street. And the Askupa, he's sitting in the Rishus HaYachid. Shemizoyin Kishra Kodesh Etira, because only an Isur Derabbanan. That's because it's one long Sefer Torah that's attached. Oh, what does it say in Zayin? Mishum bizayin. The bid there, I say, Mizorg dobel, Ushus Ram, Rosh Hashani biyoda, Muta lahavi yatzla, Menatar, Deir kana anocha. Given she Rosh Hashani biyoda, Biyocha lahavi yatzla. It's one chibur. The Gemara even has a din eged kli. Let's say I have a big bucket, and I have 100 apples, a bushel. I have a bushel of apples, and the bushel is half in, half out. But 50 apples are Nibishus HaRam, 50 apples are Nibishus HaYachid. Each apple is different. So, but since it's all one kli, I say, Eged kli, I treat all the apples as if it's one unit. And since half of the apples are inside, if I pull it in, the Eged kli is Shmei Eged. So it's not a Nisa Deres, it's only a Nisa Derabban. So Shemizoyin Kisra Kodesh Etiru. Yeah. This doesn't happen by us. We don't read from Sefer Torah. It's never going to happen. But he says here in the footnotes he has here, what if a guy's tefillin? Why is he handling tefillin on Shabbos? I don't know. His tefillin fell on the ground. Let's say tefillin fell on the ground on Shabbos. Even if you hold that tefillin on Muktzah, that's a discussion. That tefillin amukts, and Shulchan Aruch says that tefillin is a klisha malachta leheter, because if you want to, you're permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos Yanti. You're not obligated to, but it's permissible to. That's the Gemara, the last daf in the first parak in Beitza. So Tosis points out, you see from the Gemara, that it's permissible to wear tefillin on Yanti and on Shabbos. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's a klisha malachta leheter. So the Taz writes on that din in Hilchus Muktzah. Taz writes, but if you're choshish for the Zohar that the Mechaber quoted in the Hilchos Tefillin, that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontif, it's a bizoyim to Shabbos to wear tefillin, not allowed to, then it'll be a klisha malachta le'isa. Klisha malachta le'isa, you have kulis tzach, gufa tzach, mekaymai. So Rav Soloveitchik said, when we learned those things, he said that he once heard from his uncle, Rav Dovel Soloveitchik, that if you hold like that Zohar, it's a klisha malachta le'isa, then it's called malachta le'isa. You don't use tefillin for any other purpose. Let's say if you have a ballpoint pen. So the main purpose of a ballpoint pen is to write. So it's a klisha malachta le'isa. But sometimes you scratch your head. Sometimes you use it as a bookmarker over here. Sometimes you hold it to read, to keep the place. So it's rob malachta le'isa, miut malachta le'heta. So that's a kli, let's say a hammer. A hammer you usually use to bang nails. Once in a while, use it to crack open a coconut, or to crack open a nut, a hard nut that's hard to crack. So it's a kli shel malach d'liyisa. But if you have a kli that's called malach d'liyisa, so then there's a Rabbeinu Tam that Tosfos quotes, and there are more quotes half of it. The Rabbeinu Tam says that it's called malach d'liyisa, then it's mukta mamsha. He said he heard from his uncle that once you're choshish for that Zohar, that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, then the tefillin shouldn't just be a klisha malachta le'isa like the Taz says, then it should really be mukta mamish. So let's say the tefillin fell on the floor. So it's mukta, so you're not allowed to handle it. Even the tzarkuf and the tzarkuf kama. So he says, no, but the whole le'isa tilta mukta is only with the rabbonim. So mishemizoyin kisri ha-kodesh, shemizoyin ha-tefillin, we allow you to violate the rabbonim. You're not allowed to violate their rices, mishemizoyin kisri ha-kodesh. But to violate the rabbonim is mukta. Why is it a bizoyan kisra kodesh? The Rambam says the rabbin darsi alhu askupa. So therefore, vika bizoyan tvei. People walk on the askupa. I mean, someone may walk on the sefer Torah. Someone may step on a tefillin if they're on the floor. Okay. Davke kisra kodesh al b'shad varm asafila naflu elele. Davke kisra kodesh al b'shad varm what shad varm. not Kisvei HaKadosh. That's a suit. Whatever, a coat, a suit, a blanket that fell out. I'm holding on to one end of the blanket inside the building, on the rooftop or in the building, in the Rishuzeich. The other half is hanging out or landed on the floor. Then I don't want to leave it like that. It's raining outside. The blanket is going to get wet, or the trousers are going to get wet. So he says, you only make them shimizai in Kisvei HaKadosh. The Shad Dvarim, you're not making. I feel enough le Karmelis. Even though it's a double Rabbanim. Well, hi, but it's a double Rabbanim. It's only Karmelis. And it's half in, half out. Why shouldn't that be shoes? The shoes, the makam hepsid gadol. That's the yud. Let's see, yud. The gamazeh gazrin shen bipol the gamay horat hafilu hachi yivienu atzavadashi esh kam achrenim shen kinnim zamshim. Why? Because it probably shoes the shoes. The makam hepsid gadol. What's the hay? Even oizan har sholem beismei v'hagro ayin shem shachicha sherav magadatz malkoi anofal lekamis king shem maskubis kam lefanem shoes zamshim. Doesn't explain why are Rabbi Makim probably because the shoes from up in that said anyway they disagree with this Rama. If it's a Carmelist, that's only a double the Rama. Yeah, what's it based on? Yekori bo ala gag min es galga rosh echem yadad shlo higi ala sarat bof matach ben krem la etz rov la etz lam. The guy is on top of the roof. So he's holding on to the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah fell down. And he's dangling in the air. It didn't land on the ground. It's dangling. So if it dangled so low, it's still above us or trochem. So then the whole Sefer Torah is in a makam ptur. So that's mutar l'chatchila. Even if it's a makam ptur, even if it's a blanket. You're allowed to pull it back up. The whole blanket is in the makam tur, because the avil amayla mi yasur tvochem, and the rishus rabbi and the karmel is in the makam tur. Atzlo higila yasur tvochem tachten kol lads godel atzlo higila. What if it gila? What if it? The end of the blanket reached within yasur tvochem to the ground. So then we just said mishum zoyin kis hakodesh yemekum. No. And you've only made it because it's on the ground, so people may walk on it. That's what the Rama said. That's the design. Rabim darsim al askupa. But the fact that the Sefer Torah is hanging, dangling in the air, that itself is not enough of a design kisra kodesh. Only because Rabim darsim alav. That's the only reason. Let's see. Gil asar tvach matachtanim emakos on the shupa beinyan shenoch alav. So he says it depends. This is in the Gemara, I don't know. He says it depends. Is the wall straight or is it slanty? See, if the wall is slanty, so the Sefer Torah or the jacket, whatever, is monach, because it's the wall is below it. It's meshupa. So then also the Golol Etzla, because it's monach in the Bishus Arab. So that's an Issa Deraisa. If it's noch, then it's a real iser. How can it be an iser deraisa? But half of it is still upstairs. That's what is that yud gimel. In makos on the shupa, ratzalam adoz habikim monach roshechav al haaretz. Alkein im nokol bazeh im nekol bazeh yesh chashash em yipol kula miyad rosham. Elu gam kan losim shuzam shuzam. A new gzeir. Meikir adin really should be mutter. But it's only the rabban because they're holding on to half. So half in, half out. It's only the Rabbanan, so we should have been Mekel. But he says that it's a new gzeira, that you're afraid maybe if you'll allow him to pull it in while he's holding on to half of it, maybe he'll drop the whole thing and then he'll still think he's allowed to carry it up. So we don't allow you to pull it back in. So what did it say? Smuta, only afraid they're going to walk on it. Only if you're afraid that people are going to trample on the Sefer Torah. But if you only the design keys for Kodesh and it's dangling in midair, that's not enough of a design. Okay. Again, in Makos, on the Shubha, means you're not all of us to go that slow because of the Chashash. You may pull it up even if the whole thing dropped. Kodesh, lo yam, the design, hof, chalak, sav. Aye, but the Sefer Torah is exposed. The ksav is on the outside. So you're holding on to your head. But turn the Sefer Torah upside down so the ksav will be on the bottom, because I won't be on top. So that's less bizarre. Main of Meshupa, if the wall is not slanted, just straight, Golzman Shalagil, or it's Golo Loetzlo. because it's not noch. It's, well, what's the difference if it's noch or not? But it's still half in and half out. What is that in Tezvav? Tezvav shalei yigilu afili yesh rakim lo machad beinov. Even it's mamish within an inch to the ground. Kibin shalei noch mamish alo. It's totally bad. It's dangling in the yalam mikri anocha. We go lo lovas lo vidav kem kisra kodesh yivnekol al rosh hadvarm. Kol shigil aver asara alfa pi shalei noch asala vyes lo gazwein shayim yipol kula lo it's real vidam. Nuk zeh. Yesh mekilin bozeh. Is Yesh Mekilin was a Yud Bey, Sabin Oiza, Shkain Da Sagua, the make of an offer of Carmelus Alot to us the Vayas Amon. Those that the Abbey wishes to have Mavon and offer the Abbey Carmelus Mutal Kyon Adias, the Kimish Iguda Adain Biota. Why? If you have enough there abundance, then you make them. A lot of Erevin has these. I think there's a Maharsha on the last parak in Erevin, and the Ritva has it also before the Maharsha. The whole Masechta tells you what a dinim there. Most of the Masechta is dinim there abon. Some are dinim there right, so when you're not allowed to carry. Then the last parak says, since all of these dinim are all there, most of them are dinim there abon, therefore there's room to be mekon. It's like a hadron on the Masechta. It's chadering over. There it's chutz letchum, it's only the Rabbanon. Here carrying is only the Rabbanon. So whatever, it's only the Rabbanon. So the last perik, there's a whole bunch of quotes. Last perik is named Hamoitzei Tfilin. The garbage collectors are coming, and someone threw a pair of tfilin in the garbage. But there's no Erev, so you can't carry there. So what are you allowed to do in order that you have to do something fast? Because the Goyish garbage collectors are going to collect the garbage, then they're going to incinerate it. So what should he do? That's how the parak begins. I might say tefillin. There used to be a practice in Europe that when a child would become bar mitzvah, he would learn parak, I might say tefillin, before his bar mitzvah. Because the first bit of the first part of the parak talks a little bit about luchas tefillin. Also the din mar menachas. And some of the din mar there in the last parak in there. So I've said, if you pile on enough the Rabbanon, so then you make one. So the Mishnah is not a lot of details. I don't know, you got to go through all these details. What Shinu and Gimel, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidu, Mishnei Tzidu, Shalom Mechor. Let's say I have two houses on both sides of the street. Am I allowed to throw a ball from one house to the other? So strictly speaking, I'm allowed to, because that's my house and this is my house. They both belong to the same person. But there's a concern that you may miss. You may miss, and it's going to roll in the street. The ball will roll in the street, so then you violate a height. So what if it's a dead giveaway? You can't miss. If you just throw, it's not that you have to throw it through a window. You just throw it over the wall. There's no roof. You just throw over the wall. That he knows he can throw. So then you're allowed to. But if the houses are lived in by different families, then the din is you're not allowed to carry. That's Takana Shlomo HaMelech. Not allowed to carry from Reuven's house to Shimon's house, even though they're both Bishvus HaYochid, because different families live there. If nobody lives there, then there's no problem. But if people live there, or let's say people live there, but they're away for Shabbos. So if they're Goyim, they can always come back in the middle of Shabbos. So it's considered as if they're, unless they're in New Zealand. They're not going to come back. They can't come back on Shabbos. But if the religious Jews, they're not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos. Even if they're Tochat Chum, they're not going to come back. The Mishnah says it depends on where are they visiting for Shabbos. Are they visiting by this married son or the married daughter? The married son, so the daughter-in-law may be a witch. The married daughter, so they get along with the son-in-law. The Mishnah has a difference between the son-in-law and the daughter-in-law. So if they're staying by the daughter-in-law, they may come back in the middle of Shabbos if they're Tochat Chum. If they're staying by the son-in-law, then they're not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos. So if they're Jewish people, they're observant Jews, and they're not here for Shabbos, then you don't need an heir of that Shabbos. So if it's two different families and they're two different Mishus Hayochids, now I carry from one to the other. Vasi Avinei Ruvi Chatzeres. Ruvi Chatzeres only helps if the two houses are contiguous to each other, and there's a way to walk from one to the other. Let's say there's a door that you can go from one house to the other, or there's a porch that they both share in common. Two homes go out, they share one porch, you can go from one into the other. But if the only way to walk from one house to the other is to walk into the street and then to walk across the street, it doesn't. You can't make an Eruv Chatzeres. You can't have an Eruv Chatzeres. That's the din here. Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidim. If it belongs to one person, or it belongs to two people, but they had the right to make an Eruv. If it's a dead giveaway, you're going to throw it. You can't miss it. But if there's a chance that he may miss, make one and listen, it's going to land in the street. So then you're not allowed to, because he may miss and it'll land in the street. He did hurt someone. Came him, Klicheris. Unless the thing that he's throwing is such a cheap kli, even if it lands in the Shusam, it's going to crack. Yishavru, if it's going to break. So then the fact that it landed in the street, that's misase. He didn't want it to land in the street. And then there's no chashash he's going to pick it up, because once it breaks, it's worthless. And it's so cheap, it's so inexpensive, he's not going to bother to pick it up. He'll leave it there in the job. There is my name. The voice of Tamilus, there is my name. Yeah, that would be a gzera l'gzera. You say, you're not allowed to throw the ball from my house to my house on the other side of the street, because I may miss, it may land in the street, and then I may carry it. So that's only if in between I may carry it, it'll be Mishu Sarab Neraz. But it's only a Carmelist, you don't make a gzera l'gzera. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Okay, what time is it now? I don't know a lot of details here. Okay. Well, we'll try to understand it. I believe we can. Okay, we're up to C base.